PWDA News, February 2020, Issue 2. A message from the President. It is not too late to join our Mardi Gras float for this year. There are a few spots left, so please email us at pwd@pwd.org.au if you want to get involved, or call 1-800-422-015 and ask to speak to the Mardi Gras coordinator. Try to get in touch by Wednesday, 26th of February, so we have time to get you all the details. I hope to see you there. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. It's the last day to participate in our member survey. This survey has some questions about the Disability Royal Commission and some questions about our general communications. We really value what you have to say and appreciate your time. The survey should take 5 to 10 minutes to complete. You can fill it out either on our website or in Google Forms. This week, we published our pre-budget submission, which focuses on tearing down the barriers that stop people with disability getting and keeping a job. We want to see the Australian government develop a fully funded national jobs plan for people with disability that looks at every barrier in every part of the employment picture. People with disability need to see action. Find out more and download the full submission from our website. We're also getting ready to march in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras together with Northcote. Last week we held a float building day so people could get involved with decorating our rights-focused glitter fest. There is a photo of a woman standing next to 6 mannequins in various colours of the rainbow. Mannequins have had underwear painted on them with glitter. One mannequin is in a wheelchair and another has one arm. Find out more about coming along on the night. Hashtag DisabilityRC Spotlight. The latest Disability Royal Commission hearing has begun at Sydney Olympic Park in Homebush, New South Wales, and will run until 28th of February. It's about how our health system treats people with psychosocial disability and cognitive disability, including people with intellectual disability, autism, and acquired brain injury. There's a witness list online, and you can watch the hearing live on the DRC website. There is now a separate audio-only stream as well. You can also read the Royal Commission's issues paper on healthcare for people with cognitive disability. You can read more about the hearing and the broader context of healthcare for people with disability in the new healthcare issues page at our DRC hub. We've also updated our DRC Jargon Buster with information about legal capacity and supported decision-making, and added a new page for healthcare-specific terms. Please let us know if you have any suggestions for words and phrases that need explaining. We are live-tweeting the hearing at PWD Australia. For more on issues affecting people with intellectual disability specifically, you should also check out Council for Intellectual Disability, who tweet at CID Voice. Have your say. The Joint Standing Committee on the National Disability Insurance Scheme wants to hear about the NDIS workforce from workers, including workers with disability, and participants. You can make a submission until 16th of April. Find out more on the Australian Parliament website. SANE Australia's National Stigma Report Card Project will examine for the first time how Australians living with complex mental illness experience a range of issues across housing, education, employment, health services, and media representations to help drive positive change. A National Stigma Report Card will be created from a comprehensive survey of 7,000 Australians living with complex mental illness about the experiences of their journey. This is the largest survey of its kind conducted in Australia to date. Click here to find out more and take the survey. Children and Young People with Disability Australia, or CIDA, are conducting a survey about the experiences of young people with disability after school and would like to hear from young people with disability who are over the age of 15 about their post-school transitions. If you would like to complete the survey, you can find it here. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. People with Disability Australia needs a part-time marketing manager for a short-term contract with possible extensions. You can work remotely from anywhere in Australia, or you can work from our Sydney office. Applications close 24th of February at 8 a.m. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply. Find out more on our website. Physical Disability Council New South Wales is looking for a full-time project officer for a 36-month peer support project. Applications close 28th of February. Find out more at Ethical Jobs. Our Watch is a domestic and family violence prevention organisation which needs a senior policy advisor on women with disability. Applications close 24th of February at 5 p.m. Find out more on the Our Watch website. The Australian Disability and Indigenous Peoples Education Fund is open for applications. They distribute small 6-monthly grants of up to $2,500 to assist people with disability to continue their learning. The next deadline is 31st of March. Find out more on the ADAPEF website. Are you a visual artist in New South Wales? ArtScreen is a visual art project which seeks to enable artists with disability to develop their careers. The successful applicant will get support and mentoring to create a video artwork which explores identity and social connectedness in urban spaces. Applications close 9th of March at 5 p.m. Find out more from the ArtScreen website. Deaf and disabled artists in Victoria can now apply for Thrive Creative Grants, a brand new grant that aims to assist and encourage Victorian deaf and disabled artists to develop professional skills and realise creative projects. Applications close 13th of March at 5 p.m. Find out more from the City of Port Phillip website. Connect with people with disability. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing ad space in PWDA newsletters. Community announcements. The Deaf Society and Deaf Services Limited have announced their intention to merge. The new organisation will be Australia's largest whole-of-life specialist provider of services to deaf and hard-of-hearing people. Find out more in this captioned joint video on YouTube. The Youth Disability Advocacy Service, YDIS, is currently looking for disabled young people aged 12 to 25 to feature in an online video series. The videos will teach disabled young people like yourself how to set goals and get the most out of their NDIS plans. If you are a disabled young person aged 12 to 25 and you have experience with the NDIS, then you can be in the videos. Filming will take place in Melbourne. Applications close 24th of February. Find out more on the YACVIC website. Nominations are now open for the 2020 Victorian Disability Sport and Recreation Awards. Nominations must be for achievements, initiatives, programs, activities and developments that took place between January 2019 and December 2019, not including the Lifetime Achievement Award. Nominations close 15th of March. Find out more at the DSR website. Latest disability news. From Pro Bono News, we need to see action. Disability advocates present plan to end barriers to work. From ABC, making the Disability Royal Commission accessible for witnesses. From Community Care Review, recovery coach to be added as NDIS item for mental illness. Sign up for PWDA's daily media roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of the newsletter for this fortnight. You can find us online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter as PWD Australia, on Facebook as PWD.Australia, and on Instagram as PWD Australia. Thank you for listening.